Well, we're going to turn our attention now to Jerusalem Al-Quds, where Israeli forces have shot and wounded a number of Palestinians in the Al-Aqsa Mosque in the occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds. Soldiers stormed the mosque compound, opening fire on worshippers with gas bombs and rubber bullets. The attack took place during a visit by Israel's housing minister, Uri Ariel, to the mosque. Now, it's not the first time that the right-wing Israeli minister has entered the Islamic holy place. Last month, a similar visit prompted anti-Israeli slogans by Muslim worshippers. Ariel has earlier called for the construction of a third temple to replace the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Palestinians have denounced the plan as a desecration. Now they say it's part of Tel Aviv's attempts to distort Arab and Islamic history. Crossing over to Berkeley, California, joined by the author of Hidden History of Zionism, Mr. Ralph Shoman. Mr. Shoman, thank you so much for being with us. Well, the Muslim worshipers are saying that basically Israel is trying to change history and erase it, basically, the existence of the Arabs and the Muslims in the land before. But why do you think at this particular time that they seem to want to exacerbate the situation by going into Al-Aqsa Mosque?
This is part of a continuous pattern. Ariel Sharon perfected it. We have to look at the specific context here. You have a group of right-wing Zionist settlers who see the Al-Aqsa Mosque as a desecration, and they also actively and openly call for the destruction of Al-Aqsa. These Zionist settlers entered the area, accompanied by Housing Minister Ariel, in a clear provocation. They invoke a Jewish holiday of Purim as an occasion to call for the destruction of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. So this is a conscious and deliberate provocation of the worshippers in Al-Aqsa as they enter it, demanding that the Al-Aqsa be destroyed. When, in fact, the people, the Palestinians who were there to worship, protested at this invasion, then they brought out Israeli forces to use stun guns and grenades and rubber bullets against the Palestinian worshippers who were present at Al-Aqsa. It's a standard provocation. It's deployed over and over again by the Zionist state. They deploy these Zionist settlers who come with the open agenda of destroying Al-Aqsa as an understood provocation, and then they use the occasion to bring in Israeli forces to attack the worshippers themselves. This is not to be separated from the events at Ramallah, where demonstrators have been protesting Israeli plans to maintain Ramallah and maintain Jewish occupation or Zionist occupation of Ramallah, even as they continue to insist, though, the Zionists on a military presence in the Jordan Valley and at the border of the West Bank and Jordan. It is the permanent occupation of the area, the constant attack upon Palestinian efforts to assert their right to self-determination, and it is a provocation which is intended to exacerbate the conflict and to provide a military component to the destruction of Palestinian rights in the area.
Well, Mr. Shoman, let me just jump in here. Mr. Shoman, let me just jump in here. Because we're seeing more and more, it appears to be a reaction in various countries, whether it's from South Africa, some of the European countries, and even some entities in the United States, of a growing boycott movement against Israel, or at least in situations that's in the settled areas, the settlement areas. Your take on that, do you think that this can be a grassroots movement that will grow and ultimately be able to put enough pressure on the Zionist regime?
Well, there is an international movement growing every day and spreading into every country of opposition to Israeli apartheid and in defense of the rights of the Palestinian people. But we have to understand that the inherent intent of the Zionist state is to remove the Palestinian from their land and from history. That is an ongoing, continuous undertaking on the part of the Zionist state. And all the posturing about peace talks, which have nothing to do with peace and everything to do with pacification, are in the context of the relentless attempt to remove the people from their land and from history. Those are the real issues here. A colonial settler state, just as the Zionist state, is incompatible with the rights of the population, with self-determination, with the existence of the Palestinian people. And the series of provocations are only by way of sustaining that agenda on the part of the Zionist regime, whether through another war or through whatever means they intend to expel the remaining population. That's the ongoing intent. And all the posturing about pacification in the name of peace are but a facilitating instrument for that intent. We have to be clear that the rights of the Palestinian people are incompatible with a colonial settler state in Palestine, even as they were in South Africa for the rights of the mass of the African population, or in the Rhodesias, or in Algeria. A colonial settler state which displaces the indigenous inhabitants, massacres them and expels them, and uses force continually to suppress their rights can never be reconciled with the basic sovereign rights of the Palestinian people in the area. Okay. That is a constant, and the international movement is in support of those rights.
All right, thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Ralph Shoman, author of Hidden History of Zionism out of Berkeley, California. Appreciate you being with us. Well-